Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we are continuing with your phone calls. Naomi Prinz, former managing director at Goldman Sachs, is going to be joining us because there's a lot of even mainstream media discussion about the head of Goldman Sachs. Will he be indicted for the admitted crimes? He's hired the former Enron defense attorney, so we're going to be breaking all of that down. Also, we've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us. I've got a lot of other news I want to get into dealing with Libya, obviously, as that unfolds. We got some interesting earthquake news that I'll also get to, where even the New York Times and the USGS, the Geological Survey, admits human activity is causing earthquakes. But that was the stuff of conspiracy theories. But right now, let's go ahead and go to Scott in Idaho. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks, Alex. About those earthquakes, I was wondering if you've ever seen the map that was done by the Navy that shows the east and west coast flooded, and basically the United States broken in half along the New Madrid fault line.
Yeah, I've seen different simulation maps. Yes, I don't know if I've seen the one you're talking about.
Yeah, you can just Google future Navy map, and it was actually a map done by the United States Navy. What I want to talk about was another way that we can cut off the money supply to the New World Order, and that would be by way of curtailing the law enforcement growth industry and learning, exercising our rights, knowing our rights in the courts. For instance, the Rossum food raid, I read where they had to pay quite a substantial amount in bail. Nobody in this country has to pay bail, Alex, unless they've committed a capital crime. There's a law in all the court rule books of all the states. It's called the bail rule.
No, sir, I know, but the public doesn't, and I'm glad you raised that. I have been arrested before for political protest here in Austin. And they come to you and say, well, a bail bondsman can get here, or you can sign this form. And both are fraud because it's for a misdemeanor. And when you sign the form, you waive your rights and agree you're guilty and agree to a deferred adjudication right there if they choose and agree to go to all these classes for drug, alcohol abuse, violence. And so, and the general public's not taught any of this. They just fill the form out. I mean, it's all just done by compliance. Comply. You know, retina scan to get into your business. Hand scan to get into places like SeaWorld or Disneyland. We've got to start saying no to this garbage. Not just like cattle going into the gas chambers.
It's actually a battleground, and the judge and your lawyer and the prosecutor, none of them are on your side. And the Supreme Court decided many years ago that any rights not timely demanded are deemed to be waived. So unless we're in court demanding our rights, we're continually waiving those rights. And one of those rights is to be adjudicated to be innocent until proven guilty. It's simply a matter of going into court and demanding your right to be released on your own recognizance due to the fact that you have substantial ties to the community, you have family in the community, you're employed in the community, and you've never failed to miss a court appearance. Those four things alone would qualify anybody in any criminal court in this country to be released on their OR. But the judge is not going to tell you about that option.
It's all a racket. It's all a scam, and they get judges to do little corrupt things at first, and if they'll agree to it, they move up, they get support, they get nominated, they get elected, depending on what type of court system it is. You're absolutely right. We've got to rediscover the law, not say, oh, this courts are corrupt. Well, yeah, they are corrupt, and you've got to learn just how corrupt they are and to continue to educate the public about it. They can't stop all of us. More calls, a ton of news, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live 8 minutes into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. Former Goldman Sachs insider Nomi Prinz will join us about all the scuttlebutt in the media. Why has the head of Goldman Sachs, who's been subpoenaed in the last few months by state and federal government, why has he gone out and hired the high-powered criminal defense attorney that represented Enron and Ken Lay? We're going to be going over that with her coming up in about 23 minutes from now. I want to go back to your calls, but first, let me get into some really interesting news because I've seen a lot dealing with these new chips. Hospital patients now being microchipped with electronic tattoos, and many of these are so thin that you can't even see it, and obviously IBM is coming out with systems that do go under the skin and are so small they can't be seen. If they're telling you they're coming out with it, you know they've had it for quite a while. Now, they're also coming out with neural net systems that are so small they can't be seen with the naked eye, that can be put into the brain via a vaccine. All of that is being announced. Being microchipped is now being spun as a method of protecting the health of hospital patients to help mask the practice of this bodily invasion with a trendy high-tech appearance. Microchipping sensors are being referred to as electronic tattoos that can even attach to human skin and stretch and move without breaking. They also have the physical barcodes and high-tech barcodes that are being physically tattooed on. And they're talking about making the military do it. You can even pull up mainstream news articles about tests with the U.S. Army where they've had them implanted with chips. Supposedly, the comparisons of this hair-thin electronic patch like to the chip of an electronic tattoo are being made because of how it adheres to the skin like a temporary tattoo using only water. The small chip is less than 50 micrometers thick, which is thinner than the diameter of a human hair. It is being marketed as a safe and easy way to temporarily monitor the heart and brain in patients while replacing bulky medical equipment currently being used in hospitals. And again, all of this has positive uses. The problem is that it also has oppressive uses, and I'll get to some of those in a moment. The devices use microelectronics technology called Epidermal Electronic Systems, or EESs, and is said to be a development that will, quote, transform medical sensing technology, computer gaming, and even spy operations, according to a study published last week. Yeah, they've had some of the big video game heads come out and say, soon, if you want to play on our platforms, you'll have to have a chip, including one in your brain. And it'll be so quick, so easy, because it won't be brain surgery. It'll be an injection, and it will go to that area of your brain. This is what they're coming out with. And as long as it's trendy and cool and you want to be part of that community, and ooh, the rock stars get it and the supermodels get it, and you get to interface and game with your favorite supermodel, or at least a simulation of her, you're going to do it. Oh, you get in the VIP area with the bimbos at the club. They've had that now for 10 years. Got to take the chip at the Baja Beach Club in Barcelona, Spain, or we're in Miami, Florida. This is how they're going to sell it. The Pentagon back in the 70s was declassified in 2001, said, we're going to make troops take it, make prisoners take it, but also sell it as a security function for children, and we're then going to basically make it trendy and then make it the law. And they predicted that by 2020, 2025, that almost all Americans will have brain chips. That's actually in my book, Descent into Tyranny, now out of print, but I have the government documents, but it's available with the PDFs and documents at prisonplanet.tv if you'd like to read 9/11 Descent into Tyranny and print that off and show people. It actually has the URLs, too, to the Federation of American Scientists who released the, quote, declassified document. Then the Army requested them to reclassify it. Kind of like the Sunshine Project got a declassified document about the Marine Corps testing lethal and non-lethal sprays out of helicopters to wipe out the population or knock out the population. And the Sunshine Project was asked to take it down off their website by the Marine Corps. Then the Marine Corps threatened them, and they published the letters and wrote about the phone calls. And then finally, under other threats and pressure, they did remove it. Not before it went on the different digital archives out there. And we dug that back up again a few weeks ago, and I meant to do a report on it. But that's the type of stuff. All these hundreds of reports that I've mentioned or barely covered on the radio, it's not just going to be whatever the big news of the day is. It's not just going to be on the show the latest information. Though that will be there, too, with my analysis, my view, my take, and my guest analysis. But it's going to be a lot of big key issues that aren't getting attention. That's what we're going to be covering on the show as well, analyzing media propaganda and so much more. I'm so excited about it. And it's your membership at PrisonPlanet.tv that is the financial support to grow and build this system that's just going to get better and better. We're going to have a special report tonight, 7 o'clock Central, at PrisonPlanet.tv. So if you're not a member, please become one today. And starting next week, we're going to roll out some new features on PrisonPlanet.tv as well. Now, continuing, imagine, it says the hair-thin chip was developed by an international team of scientists, researchers from the United States, China, and Singapore, and is described in the Journal of Science, and then it goes through it. Imagine the spy capabilities of this. You think there's already problems with perverts that own salons or tanning places or gyms where good-looking women are working out who are videotaping women in the shower or getting dressed? You think there's a problem with public schools under federal grants watching kids over their laptops at home and admitting it or putting them in the school bathrooms just to see if they can get away with it? And in most places, they do. Yeah, we're watching your sons and daughters shower. It's for their security. And then from Tennessee to California, it's come out in mainstream news that it's hooked into federal nets and the feds are watching your kids. I mean, it's just stick their hands down your pants at the airport, microwave you. It's all about pimping. It's all about the pimp game. It's all about dominating, breaking your will, training you to accept more and more, moving the Overton window. What's the Overton window? We've talked about it for more than a decade. Glenn Beck's got a book out about it. That's why I'm mad at Glenn Beck, because the book is so accurate and so good. How can he then not tell the whole truth once he's on the air? Well, I guess he did start telling the truth and got fired. I don't want to get off into Glenn Beck. The point is that the Overton window is what is politically acceptable. 50 years ago, America was a different, safer place in many respects. But the family's a thing of the past in many cases. It's under assault where it's left. Crime has exploded. Society degenerated. They have moved the Overton window. They have gotten you to accept anything. And that's why they're going, yeah, there are some camps for your safety now. But you're still a conspiracy theorist if you think they're bad. They're there to help you. Okay? Now, speaking of drones, Big Sis gives green light for drone that tases suspects from above. Mini chopper, and we have some video of this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Let's roll that in the background. Big Sis gives green light for drone that tases suspects from above. Now, I remember a decade ago in Jane's Weapons Quarterly seeing these drones that look like flying saucers. It's just a helicopter blade inside a protective dome that have long-distance taser rockets they fire at you, similar to what police have fired out of shotguns, nerve gas, knockout gas, regular shotgun rounds, poison darts, you name it. Now, they've got a new helicopter out that Big Sis is bellying up to and saying they're going to purchase some of. Remember a couple of years ago, a company came out with taser bracelets for all air traffic, for all commercial flyers. Every man, woman, and child will wear a taser bracelet around their wrist. And Homeland Security actually had meetings and said they would like to adopt this so they could sell it to the public. But first, they got to stick their hands down your pants. The Shadow Hawk is a 50-pound mini drone chopper that can be fitted with the XERP taser with the ability to fire four barbed electrodes that can be shot at a distance of 100 feet, delivering the neuromuscular incapacitation to the victim. The drone can travel at a top speed of 70 miles per hour and can operate for 3.5 hours over land and sea. And it shows them chasing the evil patriots here in the videos, the company videos, very proud of it, chasing them down and catching them. That way the officers don't have to get in danger. Ah, yes, but is it a crack dealer selling government crack shipped in? No, it's not that type of criminal. No, it's the person who was trying to run to the hills to get away from the system. They didn't want to take the chip. They didn't want to turn their kids over for the new behavioral injection that they are now rolling out and announcing that you'll take these shots and never get angry at the government again, never be depressed again. Times of London, Associated Press, he doesn't want to take the shot. Oh, you better believe those operating the helicopter or the computer systems that will operate them in the future without the need of man. You know, they've had their injections in this near future dystopia. But did the near future dystopia deliver the life extension that Steve Jobs was looking for? No, it didn't deliver it. You can keep somebody alive for 7 years that would normally die in 1 year from that form of cancer. So see, all the evil arrived, but all the goodies that were to be for you, it's not going to.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P. It's time to take America back.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Warn people 16 years ago about the military training police, working with police, secretly being involved in law enforcement activities, and folks would say, that's insane, we're not a third world country, we're not Soviet Russia, come on, that's crazy. And I'm like, well, here's the proof, here's the RAND Corporation, here's documents, here's eyewitnesses, Here's an emergency manager from Kingsville, Texas, who's a veteran who was approached about martial law preparations. I mean, this stuff is going on, and it's been going on for a long time as the banker's eye taken this country down. They're making great profits creating the derivatives in the last 15 years to buy the world up through their fraud. But in the final equation, if they don't then put in a dictatorship of the military-industrial complex, then the oligarchs will end up getting in trouble for wrecking the society. But if they wreck it, then they get to take it over if they stay in charge. It's very simple. That's why they will bring in hardcore tyranny, because they know you've woken up. They know you're only going to get more and more awake. So they're racing to try to find police and military that will engage in thugism. And they know a lot of police and military won't do it in person to person. So they're going to robots. They're going to drones. They're going to combat remote control mini tanks that pack incredible firepower. And they're now moving towards pre-programmed. Or if you don't have the right transponder code, they just send these weapons in and send these robots in, and they've been using them for at least 8 years in Iraq, in Fallujah and other areas. I mean, here come robots that kill you better than a hammer. And they're only showing the public 30-year-old technology. I'm going to tell you again, I had family involved in the development 40-plus years ago in robots for crowd control. My grandfather was given a government contract for it, but they only bought the prototypes. This is what they've been obsessed with. They do not want to have to rely on humans. They're moving into systems where robots work on the robots, where a remote control robot 18-wheeler goes out and picks up the broken down robot, drives it back to a robot facility with robots working on robots. They don't have it down yet. They've got the truck that'll go. They've got the assembly line that works. They've got robots that work on the robots, but they still got to have humans that then work on that. But they're getting very close to not needing us. And that's why the founder of Apple talked about we're going to be computers' pets. We're going to be the elite's pets who've programmed the computers to program us. It's come out that computer games, TV, all these iPads, they're programming us. They're changing the way we think. That's why they call it programming. This is the reality. And so, of course, at an instinctive level and at an intellectual level, I see the balance of power way out of whack. I see predatory, anti-human, very sadistic, psychopathic elites, bare minimum, sociopathic, and they enjoy their work. I see them coming in and amassing this giant arms race against humanity, weaponizing the food, building in systems to reduce fertility and increase cancer. On record, every major GMO crop has had that engineered into the back door. You think the function is to use less water or be able to live in this certain herbicide? Uh-uh. That's only one of the functions. It has multiple traits. And they go, oh, it's a side effect that's killing honeybees. It's a side effect that's reducing fertility. It's a side effect BT corn being eaten all over the world. Soon it'll be the majority corn that you're eating is causing birth defects, is causing massive cancer increases. Don't believe me? Just type in BT corn linked to cancer, infertility. You'll get mainstream news. It's a trait engineered on purpose. This is the situation that we're facing. This is the situation that we're dealing with as a society and a civilization. We're under attack. You know, I told you years ago that they're putting different radioactive isotopes in the water supplies. I beat the drum loud enough. Suddenly I saw newscasts all over the country going, we don't know why there's radiation in the water. The government covered it up. Rick Perry covered it up in Texas. And they go, oh, gee, it must be in the aquifers, ladies and gentlemen. It's in the sodium fluoride. They mine it out of phosphate mines where it comes from. That alone, does it tell you? They've been doing this for 50-something years. The IQs have dropped. The diseases have gone up. Does that one piece of evidence, does it give you an idea how evil they are? And so they're amassing all this firepower against us right now. They're gearing up for their war against humanity. The globalists with the machines. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Coming up in the last 30 minutes of the next hour, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is going to be on. For those of you that are holding, I promise I'll get to your calls at the start of the next hour. If you don't want to hold for 30 minutes, or 27 minutes technically, you can hang up and call back later. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. I haven't gotten to this news yet, but I'll also cover it in the next hour. It's official. Human activity can cause earthquakes. Excellent boil down at InfoWars.com by the USGS, New York Times, Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory. I mentioned this, of course, yesterday and the day before that, that the Denver Post quoted USGS admitting that humans can trigger earthquakes. You can trigger earthquakes with pretty small explosives if they're drilled in at a key computer model juncture. And I mentioned this, well, I'll cover it next hour. I should do a special report on this, actually. An Israeli company bragged and has proven that they can drop little bomblets on the ground that then detonate. And then they've got systems that then measure the bomblets as they, like sonar, bounce down through the earth into the fault lines and show them the absolute computer model where even a couple hundred pounds of plastic explosives, if drilled, they've got to drill like an oil well, sometimes tens of thousands of feet, but normally it's more shallow. There's diagrams on all this. They drill in. The Russians can do it, but the Israelis are more open about it. They drill in, detonate the plastic explosive, voila, earthquake. Now, they've got systems where smaller nukes can be placed that could cause above tens on the Richter scale. I'm talking end of the world type stuff, mountains shooting up, you know, in seconds, wild stuff going on. Now, that's only with explosives, and the USGS admits this. I'm going to get to it later, as I said. That's only with explosives. What you can do with these HAARP systems, and that's in the original patents from the 50s, is it's just like banging a metal bar. You find the perfect oscillation, bang, bang, bang. You can get the whole building shaking. I've done it before on accident. Earlier, I was, you know, making some funny voices into the microphone, and it caused some weird harmonic thing and made the equipment go crazy. I've seen at a party an opera singer break a crystal glass hitting that perfect note. And that's what HAARP does. And, boy, they can just energize the atmosphere and then bounce it back at the earth and do a lot of crazy stuff. So I'll be covering that for 10 minutes or so in the next hour after I take your phone calls. We're tracking what's happening in the economy. There's been a massive plunge, as you know, in the last day or two of Bank of America. But now it's gone up a bit today because the consummate insider, the Rothschild agent, Warren Buffett, has been running around saying that he's investing heavily in it and bought a bunch of stock in it. So now it's gone up. So Mr. Wells Fargo now running over to one of the other big six mega banks and trying to prop it up. And a real expert on this is Nomi Prinz, author of It Takes a Pillage, Behind the Bonuses, Bailouts, and Backroom Deals from Washington to Wall Street. And she's got a new book coming out. Nomi Prinz. People keep calling me going, it's Naomi. No, it's Nomi. N-O-M-I Prinz. P-R-I-N-S. She, of course, was a managing director at Goldman Sachs and also ran a lot of the key groups breaking down global trends and actuaries. So quite the brain. And she joins us to go over the Bank of America situation, but also her article that's gotten a lot of attention out of the Daily Beast. I've seen other mainstream reports saying, is Blank Fein about to be indicted? Because there's been some subpoenas and things. He's hired the biggest criminal defense lawyer you can hire for corporate fraud and corruption, the former big Enron lawyer. And so he may not just be worried about an SEC wrist slap. She'll break that down for us as well. So Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway invests $5 billion in Bank of America. We're going to get that inside take from her. And could Blank Fein, she used to, again, be one of the big head honchos in the power structure over there at Goldman Sachs, and Nomi Prinz. Nomi, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot for having me back, Alex.
Okay, you've got the floor. Well, what do you want to tackle first, Bank of America and all of those gyrations, the global economy, meltdown, gold, or do you want to get into Blank Fein? Is he going to be going to meet up with Madoff in the big house?
It's all up there. I don't know, let's start with Buffett because, you know, as you started with, a $5 billion deal with Bank of America, of course, it's related to Goldman. Buffett put a $10 billion deal together with Goldman Sachs, which is very similar to this when Goldman was facing the abyss of bankruptcy before the Fed turned it into a bank holding company instead of an investment bank and infused it with tons of capital, which has done quite well for it since then. Buffett knew that. And, you know, it seems right now he is doing the same thing, not just putting money into Bank of America for preferred stock, meaning if Bank of America fails, he's there first. He gets his money out first. That's how that deal works. And he's going to get 6% dividend interest on it in the meantime. He's betting, really, that the government will not let Bank of America fail again. Now, this is after the government has propped up Bank of America, had forced a deal where Bank of America took over Merrill Lynch, which no one hears about anymore, which had a ton of toxic assets in it, is dealing with the countrywide investigations and everything else. And the government had infused Bank of America with hundreds of billions of dollars worth of guarantees and subsidies and bailouts and everything else, a lot of which has gone away or been paid back. But that is why Bank of America has floated so long. Buffett is coming in right now and saying, you know what, even with those billions of dollars, even with the fact that Bank of America stock is back down to where it was in early 2009 when the Fed started opening its coffers and there started being all this extra guarantee after TARP coming from the government to help it, even now that it's back at those levels, down back at those levels, he's betting the government won't let it fail again. That after all of that money that was put in, there will be more put in if need be, or more rules sort of fuzzied in order to get this firm, which is a zombie, which is a disaster financial institution, you know, waiting to implode, to keep it propped up. That's his bet. And you know what? Given what the government has done so far, unfortunately for the rest of us, it's a pretty good bet for Buffett. Now, even though that being said, the market went up, Bank of America stock went up on Buffett's thing, and then it basically it kind of faltered a bit after that. So that shows us that even given that logic, even given Buffett, even given the fact that the government will not let this big bank fail, though it should, that the market doesn't believe it. That just like a question what was going on back in fall of 2008 and spring of 2009, there's a lot of pain that will still be inflicted upon us by these banks as they continue to show us that they are not stable, that they don't do business appropriately, and that they are zombie banks. And that's what's going on right now. So Buffett came in, but I think that's going to the bet will be bad for us, I think, and good for Buffett. Buffett, of course, is also going to be hosting a big fundraiser for Obama going forward. So, I mean, I think he knows very well that the government won't let this institution fail, and that's why he's in there.
Sure. So they're just loading more of their stolen loot from derivatives and things into the bigger zombie banks, and at the same time they think that'll prop them up. Nomi, how do you see this global financial meltdown unfolding? Because, you know, the German stocks are way down today, and gold, of course, went above 1,900 in the last few days. Clearly, we're sliding deeper into the global abyss, but the parasitic central banks, they're getting record bonuses, so I guess they're doing okay.
Well, yeah, and the central banks, you know, from the Fed to the ECB, these are institutions that are continuing to prop up the illusion that these banks are doing something good for the rest of us, or are viable, or should be helped. And with what we're seeing in Europe, and what we're seeing with Bank of America and other things here, is that you can throw in all the money you want. At some point, the illusion of puffiness that cheap money creates, that those guarantees and backing creates, because it isn't real, will implode. And what's being seen right now in Europe is that the European banks, and they have the same issues that the U.S. banks had, you know, for different reasons, different timing. It unfolded sort of more slowly. But what we're seeing there now is that these institutions are simply not viable, and yet the central banks continue to dump money into them, extracting it with deals against populations, you know, inflicting austerity measures on populations in order to fund and create more debt in order to float these countries and their banking system, so that investors in these banks and senior executives in these banks will continue to get paid. That's what's going on here. That transfer of wealth to investors and to senior executives of banks by central banks, by federal institutions, continues to go on. We're now into year three of this. It's completely a disaster. What we're seeing unfold will continue to unfold. I've talked about this on your show. I continue to believe this. I saw a clip of myself talking about this 3.5 years ago, that this is 1929 going into the 30s. This is what we're dealing with right now. And our governments and European governments are playing into that. And it's very negative for main populations. And I don't see them changing what they're doing, which just means it will continue to get worse. There's a definite disconnect. And as long as the money isn't yours, as long as you're creating it out of thin air, that disconnect will continue to be there. And what gold is showing us is that individuals understand this, that if you're creating a currency that has no value behind it out of air, and it's being used to prop up valueless financial institutions, that's a big problem. And so in that event, you're better off going with a value that is attached to some actual real commodity, which is gold. And that's why we're seeing the gold price go up, and that's why we'll continue to see the gold price go up, because there is no viable solution coming from those that have the money to print or the money to spend throwing good money or good printed money after bad.
Well, Naomi,
it's very annoying. It's very, you know, we talk about there, it could be so simple, and what is happening and the decisions being made and the way that money is being printed and the way that it's being used to float a non-viable financial system is continues to implode before our eyes, and yet those in power do nothing and recognize none of this as it continues to unfold.
Well, they consciously understand what they're doing. It's not just that they fail to recognize it. They plan on imploding the global economy, consolidating it, setting up tax systems to destroy industrial bases in the West, and then basically making us all welfare slaves to their larger largesse. And they intend to get away with their great crimes by installing a paramilitary tyranny over us. The only question is, will they get away with that? Are we going to let them get away with this? Now let's talk about the head of Goldman Sachs, the guy that says he's doing God's work, or was that Jamie Dimon? Was it Blankfein said he's doing
God's work? No, it was Blankfein who said he was doing God's work.
Yeah, so he's doing God's work here, and they've had Senate committees, as you know, come out and say, yes, this is all illegal. They knowingly created and packaged up that was totally worthless and sold it to the world and then held everybody hostage saying prop us up or we'll take you down with us. And then now they've gotten the bailout money and they've continued the same old activities and are saying, well, bail us out again while we get record bonuses. I mean, somebody has got to take the wheel of this car or this train away from these people, Naomi. So let's go over your article and the reports that he's hired this big lawyer.
Yeah, so basically, this April, the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, the PSI, came out with a report, a 650-page report. It mentions Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO of Goldman, about 79 times. And about 250, 270 pages of this report is just on Goldman. The report's supposed to be about all of the abuses and crimes of the banking system at large, but it is about a third to more than that specifically on Goldman. So a fairly large chunk falls upon three major deals that Goldman did and their practices in general, whereby they knowingly, and the report's very damning. I mean, I encourage people to look at it. It's long, but it's damning. You know, they basically knowingly took crappy assets and stuffed them into client investment vehicles, into things called CDOs, and they basically didn't give all the information to their clients as to what was going on the other side, which is that they were shorting or betting against not just the market, which is what Lloyd Blankfein continues to say, that we are just market makers. We are doing our job. If some people want to short the market, we'll short it. If some people want to go long, we'll go long. If some investors wanted to take more risk, they knew what they were doing. They paid for that risk back then. They took it. They're big boys. You know, we're just doing our job. But the problem is that only works if you're not committing fraud or misleading your investors by not indicating the true value that you attribute to those assets you're stuffing into their securities. And the report in a lot of different detail shows emails and exchanges and internal documentation going on at Goldman that is in direct contradiction to the things that Lloyd Blankfein said in front of the Senate Subcommittee Investigations last April, which is that he was just a market maker, which is that Goldman didn't have a big short on, which is that they didn't bet against their clients. Well, this report begs to differ. This report shows what we know is that this institution knew the value, not 100% as Blankfein. They were not fortune tellers, but they had more information on the value of the assets they stuffed, that they were called cats and dogs at the Senate subcommittee, into these securities that they did not tell their clients. And that's fraud. You know, if someone sells you a car and the engine doesn't work and they don't tell, the brakes don't work and they don't tell you and you get out of the lot and maybe you didn't try the brakes and you should have, but all of a sudden you tried and you slam into a truck, that's criminal. And that's what we have going on with Goldman. And Lloyd Blankfein was the CEO, and he also blatantly said to Congress last year that none of this was the case. And that's the crux of, I think, why he ultimately, under subpoena from the Department of Justice, went and hired a big-time defense lawyer, a guy who has represented Bernie Ebbers, who, by the way, is in jail, WorldCom CEO for 25 years, a 25-year sentence. Richard Causey, who was the senior accountant at Enron, who was also in jail, and a number of other big, high-profile criminals. And that's the guy that is now representing Lloyd Blankfein. That's not a good pack to be with.
Well, we know he's been subpoenaed. The problem is, as you state in your article, the SEC is a revolving door made up of crooks from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, all these big insiders. And so it came out, last week that they destroyed thousands of documents. Anytime a whistleblower brought him stuff about, you know, the big guys being corrupt, it got shredded. It got destroyed. We know for 11 years they covered up for Bernie Madoff.
Uh-huh.
And Madoff has rightly said, hey, I did this because that's how business is done here. And to be competitive, I had to engage in fraud. This is all Ponzi schemes. Why am I the one going to jail? Well, he was lower down the totem pole. Sure, he founded NASDAQ and was high-powered, but not at that super big six bank level. So only Lloyd Blankfein and people like that are allowed to do this, and Ben Bernanke, not Madoff. We'll be right back.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
30 minutes of the next hour, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is joining us. He's got a great article out that was published at InfoWars.com last night. 911, after a decade, have we learned anything? We'll talk about the anniversary coming up, then we'll shift gears into the economy. In the meantime, I'm going to take some of your phone calls that have been holding and get into this earthquake news where the mainstream media and the USGS admits the government, private institutions can trigger earthquakes. Really? So Secretary of Defense Cohen was being truthful in 1997 when he gave a press conference and it was in the Army Times that our government and other governments can trigger earthquakes. Really? I've got documents they could do it in the 50s. The 50s. Okay, going back, though, they even had geologists working on it in World War II. They're thinking about using a tsunami bomb on Japan. Oh, yeah, that's the 40s. So that is coming up. Also, we have an article, and really it was going to be an open letter, but it turned into an article. We're going back to Nomi here in a moment. At InfoWars.com, and it asked the question, is Apple evil now that Steve Jobs is leaving? And I'll probably shoot a video in the next few days. It's an open letter to Steve Jobs because I know a lot about Apple, a lot about Microsoft, a lot about Google. And let me tell you, it is not as trendy and liberal as they would have you believe. It's a big part of the conditioning of the population. So the article's up there, is Apple evil? Going back to Nomi Prinz, the former managing director at Goldman Sachs, something's got to give, Nomi. Just in your gut or in your political savvy, do you think they're going to get away with this? I mean, sure, they've got the military, the government, the so-called mainstream media, but at a certain point, is the system at large just going to let a handful of banking families completely wreck the entire global economy?
The optimistic side of me wants to say no, but the problem is that to get to a point where we are so wrecked because of this, that there is absolutely no alternative but to slap these banks back, to let the ones fail that need to fail, to break up the speculative aspects of them to the ones that actually deal with like real people and real mortgages and real small business loans and actually create productive capital to grow this country. I think we're not at that point yet where it's so fractured. And that's a crazy thing to say, I know, after what we've seen over the last 2 years, but I think it's going to get a lot worse. When you don't fix the problem, you continue to throw money at it, to gloss over it, to make it seem as if it's gone away with how fractured and bad these banks are for the rest of our economy, it continues to fester. And unfortunately, I think it's going to get worse before it even has the possibility of getting better. I would like to believe that the more that we know as individuals about what is actually going on, the less we will stand for it. And that between that being armed with information and anger and a desire to change this with things unfortunately getting worse for us, it's somewhere we reach a situation where it does change. But I'll tell you, the guys in Washington, you know, both parties, this is whoever is running what, they are so invested. And I mean, yeah, invested with their own money, invested with their philosophies, invested with who they do business for and how, that I don't see that changing anytime in the near future. You know, and going back to Bank of America and Buffett, again, Buffett was the guy who invested also in Goldman and today in Bank of America. One of the other things that happened today in Bank of America is that the one attorney general who was looking into all the fraud that was committed with respect to foreclosures and robo-signing and everything else that not just hurts people facing foreclosure, but anyone who's trying to sell a house. This documentation stuff isn't even just about foreclosures, but all the stuff banks have lost and defrauded people of has just gotten removed from dealing with settling the case. So those kind of signs show me that this is still, unfortunately, going on and getting worse.
That's right. Anybody that tries to oppose these people gets destroyed. Nomi, thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.